Good morning, dear friends, and Merry Christmas to all of you. Did you all have a wonderful Christmas? Isn't it wonderful that God is faithful? We know that God is faithful, right? Well, you know what? Elephants are faithful too. Have you ever seen an elephant in a tree?
No.
Oh, now you have. Look at this. Here's Horton. Horton hatches the egg. You ever read this story before? It's about a bird who had an egg, and the bird got tired of sitting on the nest. So the bird decides to take a vacation, and the bird convinces Horton, the elephant, to climb the tree and to sit on the egg. And Horton is so faithful that Horton never leaves the egg. He stays there all year long because the bird decides to stay on vacation. The bird has no faith. Horton has great faith. And Horton says, "No, I said I would be faithful, and elephants are faithful 100%. Jesus is faithful 100%. How do we know that Jesus is faithful? How do you know that Jesus is faithful, Samira? Because he died on the cross. Jesus said that he would come to save us. He would come to serve us. That he came to save us. And he set us free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. God is also faithful, isn't he? God said that he would send a Redeemer, and he did. That's why at Christmas we celebrate the birth of Jesus, because Jesus is the salvation. And the man that you heard about in the gospel, his name is Simeon, he saw the salvation of God. And Simeon said that God is faithful because God told Simeon that he would see the Messiah before he died. And God is faithful 100% of the time. So, what does this mean to you? How about us? Are you faithful 100% of the time? Here's a little bit of law for us. We aren't always faithful, are we? Sometimes we don't do what we say we are going to do. And sometimes we doubt God. Can God really do this in our life? Thank God that Simeon didn't doubt him, because Simeon believed that Jesus would come and that he would see the salvation of the Lord. And my friends, we can be faithful too, because there, as you look at the font, there all of you were baptized and you were given faith. And then when you come to church like today, you hear what God has done for you, and that strengthens, makes your faith stronger. So as you continue to come to church and as you continue to hear God's word, you become stronger and stronger. Just like Horton. Horton was faithful even to the point of even sacrificing all for a bird. But we sacrifice all for our Lord, knowing that the Lord is always faithful. So therefore, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being faithful to us. For Lord, you promised us that you would come and that you would die, and that you would rise on the third day, and that you ascend into heaven. And now, Lord, we believe that you have one more promise to keep. And Lord, that promise will come true, because you are faithful 100% of the time. Lord Jesus, we pray that you come quickly. And Lord Jesus, until you come, help us to remain faithful. Help us to realize, O Lord, that what you have done for us is a great gift that you have given to us. And help us, O Lord, to take hold of that gift and to never, ever let go. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said,